EPIC is a virtual charter school. Its students primarily get their instruction online, though they meet with a teacher in person if necessary and sometimes go to physical education centers operated by EPIC. As State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister explains, EPIC has to follow the same guidelines as any public school.
For instance, special education students would still have an individual education plan, and those services would need to be provided to that student in compliance with federal law and, of course, state law.
And she told me that does fill an important role, especially for students who have special educational needs or whose schedules make traditional public instruction difficult. Governor Kevin Stitt agrees.
Well, I think it's important that we provide opportunity, that we provide all kinds of different learning methods for people. And I've said it a lot of times. It also bothers me. Some of the rural schools don't have access to the same AP classes that a Jinx or a Union or some of our great schools in the Tulsa area have.
That said,
doesn't change the fact that they have to follow the rules. There's obviously a funding formula, and we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to find out if these accusations are true. And if they're true, they'll be punished, and we're going to fix it.
The accusations are that EPIC double enrolls students, counting homeschoolers who never actually used EPIC's system in the numbers it submits to the state for reimbursement. EPIC's also accused of paying homeschool parents to say their children were enrolled, inflating the school's student count. Again, Superintendent Hoffmeister.
These are serious and disturbing allegations. I think it is very important to always have transparency and accountability anytime we are using or entrusted with taxpayer dollars.
When he learned about the OSBI investigation, Governor Stitt tells me,
I asked for the state auditor to go in and investigate that and actually look at some of the audits that were being done to look at that. And I would do that for any state agency just to make sure that we're holding them all accountable and with the public funds.
As for a timeline?
You know, it could take weeks to get it done. I didn't give her a timeline, but I said it's of the utmost importance to really dig in, and we need to verify these allegations.
EPIC denies any wrongdoing, saying it will cooperate fully and looks forward to proving that it does follow the law. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.